You can always be a gift because you always are the gift. Yet sometimes you don't let yourself know that. When someone enters your life unexpectedly, look for the gift that person has come to receive from you.
What an extraordinary way of putting it.
Why else do you think a person has come to you? I tell you this, every person who has ever come to you has come to receive a gift from you. In so doing, he gives a gift to you, the gift of your experiencing and fulfilling who you are. When you see this simple truth, when you understand it, you see the greatest truth of all. I have sent you nothing but angels.
I'm confused. Can we go back just a bit? There seems to be some contradictory data. I felt you were saying that sometimes the best help we can give people is to leave them alone. Then I felt you were saying, never fail to help someone if you see that person needs help. These two statements seem to be at odds.
Let me clarify your thinking on this. Never offer the kind of help that disempowers. Never insist on offering the help you think is needed. Let the person or people in need know all that you have to give. Then listen to what they want. See what they are ready to receive. Offer the help that is wanted. Often the person or people will say, or exhibit by their behavior, that they just want to be left alone. Despite what you think you'd like to give, leaving them alone might be the highest gift you can then offer. If at a later time something else is wanted or desired, you will be caused to notice if it is yours to give. If it is, then give it. Yet strive to give nothing which disempowers. That which disempowers is that which promotes or produces dependency. In truth, there is always some way you can help others which also empowers them. Completely ignoring the plight of another who is truly seeking your help is not the answer. For doing too little no more empowers the other than doing too much. To be of higher consciousness, you may not deliberately ignore the genuine plight of brothers or sisters, claiming that to let them stew in their own juice is the highest gift you can give them. That attitude is righteousness, an arrogance at the highest level. It merely allows you to justify your non-involvement.